With us this morning is Governor David Patterson, a good friend, one of the smartest guys I know in the Democratic Party, common sense. You know, we ought to patent that word because we started using it 3 years ago, and everybody's using that word now. David Patterson, is the word common sense patentable?
I think so. I was watching one of those national shows, and the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, was talking about the people who were, you know, way out on the fringe. And he said, come on, we have to have more common sense leadership here. Now, as far as I know, you and he haven't met yet, right?
No, we had lunch one time at the Empire Steakhouse. And I yelled and screamed at our own New York State congregation and said, we all need more common sense.
Well, he's taking your pass for a touchdown. I'll put it that way. Meanwhile, up in Albany, I think we are seeing the emergence of a real leader now. You know, you can have the title governor, but the point is whether or not you can lead. So Kathy Hochul, who introduced a budget of $233 billion earlier in the year, has now passed a budget at $237 billion, meaning that the legislature was only able to push the spending up about 1.5%. And if you remember, we had a number of people on Cat's Roundtable at 5 o'clock who were saying that that budget would be $275 billion. Well, that didn't happen. So that's the first victory for her. The second victory is one where instead of just folding up her tents and going away, she comes back with a different housing plan. And after 2 years, she's passed a housing plan, one that was virulently objected to by the Long Island legislators and many other legislators. And she went back, and what she's now done is she still has the plan, but the local governments have the choice to opt in or not, depending on their circumstances. Very
so you're not going to put affordable housing on Fifth Avenue?
No, that doesn't mean that's going to happen. Everybody on Fifth Avenue is safe for the time being. And she was able to do this, and I think that in this case she got some objection still, even though it's in the budget, from some of the Democrats that would like to mix affordable housing into the regular housing stock. And she also got some objection from our own Ed Cox, the chair of the Republican Party, who's on Cat's Roundtable as well. He thinks that it is going to limit the number of choices people can make. So if you have pretty responsible criticism from both sides of the aisle, I say, ding, ding, you're a winner. And I'd say that, you know, as we go through, you know, just some of the other areas, Mayor Adams is very happy. At the last minute, they stuck in his mayoral control. They put some restrictions on it, and he got up and cheered for it. And he also is now very happy about the fact that though he asked for $6 billion to try to deal with 184,000 migrants running around the city, he actually got about $2.5 billion for that. And he lauded the governor for giving him that. So I think that even in terms of her interaction with her colleagues, the mayor probably realizes now that his remarks about the federal government were probably a little antagonistic, where Hochul kind of laid out what the problem was but didn't assess blame. And now you see Adams, who probably really in his heart wants all the $6 billion to deal with these migrants, but I think even he is learning from Hochul that you don't have to necessarily become antagonistic when there isn't a real cause to. Sometimes you just speak offline or on the phone, one-to-one, and that's how you get things done.
Well, I'm proud that she is using common sense and in that she stood up to some of the people that were surrendering. I mean, I could not believe, Hasty used to have common sense, and he was being held hostage by some of the I'm not going to call them Democrats. I'm going to call them socialists or something, whatever they want to call them.
Some of them really accept that. And one very good example of what you pointed out, John, is that Hochul did. The one situation that she reversed her course from the year before, and she got, I think it's 13 new pieces of legislation that assess criminality to assaulting workers in stores who either are in the stores or trying to defend themselves or trying to defend the store when there's a robbery, which for some reason these members of the assembly are opposing that, and nobody really understands it. But she would there was still controversy about that as late as last Sunday. And she told them it's got to be that way. And they went kicking and screaming, but they did what she needed them to do, and she did the right thing.
Well, God bless America, and God bless New York, because we need God's blessing, because there's so many messes that are going on. What else would you like to talk about this Sunday morning?
Well, on Thursday morning, there was an arrest of two students at Columbia University for vandalism. And really what it is that Columbia University has a shocking number of students and faculty who are openly supporting Hamas. And I didn't say that they're opening support for Palestine. That's one thing. They are actually supporting Hamas. And even the professors there are speaking out. One professor, Joseph Amal, I believe is his name, said that any actions that the Israelis take remind him of the suppression of the Jews after the Warsaw Ghetto riots back in the 40s. He's got to be out of his mind. And comparing Columbia University and Israel, and I guess the United States support of it, to a kind of Nazism, which is crazy. And what's difficult is that the president of the school, who really got grilled when she went to testify in Washington, has got to kind of recognize, yes, there are freedom of speech issues. This is America. As much as we don't tolerate a lot of what we hear, we have to let people speak. But these people are now going beyond that and trying to dictate to the school where it spends money. So they actually have an alternate school in Israel where you can get the degree from Columbia or this school, and they want that canceled. But that's freedom of speech, education. So they're actually rebelling against themselves. And I think more and more the rabid anti-Semitism that's coming across, not only from extremist groups in this country, but people who we thought would understand the outcry of a people who were attacked on October 7th, seems to be going very much in the wrong direction, and I find it disturbing.
Well, thank you, Governor Patterson, for coming on this Sunday morning. Bottom line.
Well, thank you, John.
Last question. In honesty to all people in New York City, New York State, are people in your gut, in your heart, are people in New York City, New York State going to be safer following this new budget?
I think with the new laws being put on the books, I would say yes. Now, it may take a long time coming. The housing that Governor Hochul wants to institute, 200,000 units, 20,000 a year, that's going to take a long time coming. But I think of the forecast is good.
Thank you so much, and we'll catch up again real soon. Thank you so much, Governor Patterson.
Take care. Bye.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.